Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Last night we completed the 29th juz, and I want to focus on a couple of surahs, Surah Al-Haqqah and Surah Al-Ma'arij. In both of these surahs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He talks about the events of the Day of Judgment in very vivid detail, and really if a person reads it with an open heart, it really is very, very moving indeed to hear those verses and to read those verses and to contemplate on those verses which have been mentioned there. In Surah Al-Haqqah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first describes how everything will be destroyed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the actual standing in front of Allah when the a'mal will be presented. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَوْمَ إِذِن تُعَرَضُونَ لَا تَخْفَى مِنْكُمْ خَافِيَةً. Then on that day the people will be presented and nothing will be hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything will be exposed and nobody can hide anything from the a'mal that a person has done. We mentioned that before in Surah Bani Israel or Surah Al-Kahf, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes how the book will be presented and the people will be astonished that how the book of a person will not leave anything. Every single iota, every single atom of deeds that have been ever done by the person will be presented, and the person will be thinking that what kind of a book is this that is never left, it's not left a stone unturned in presenting my deeds. So here also Allah says, لَا تَخْفَى مِنْكُمْ خَافِيَةً, that the hidden things cannot be hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day. And then the distribution is basically in two people. The people who get the book of deeds in their right hand, and then the people who get their book of deeds in the left hand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the people who get their book of deeds in the right hand. It says, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَيَقُولُ هَا أُمُقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَهِ إِنِّي ظَنَنْتُ أَنِّي مُلَاقٍ حِسَابِيَهِ فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ فِي جَنَّةٍ عَالِيَةٍ قُطُوفُهَا دَانِيَةٍ كُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا هَنِيئًا بِمَا أَسْلَفْتُمْ فِي الْأَيَّامِ الْخَالِيَةِ. Allah says that those people who are given their book of deeds in the right hand, they're going to go around showing the people and being extremely excited. Just like a person who passes his exams or he gets his degree at the end of a 4-year, 6-year, 8-year, 10-year course, how excited he is and how happy he is. Just imagine how excited the person will be when he is realized that he has now attained eternal success, which will be everlasting, never ending and never finishing, and he will be in paradise forever and ever, enjoying the luxuries and the contentment given to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that excitement will be displayed when he goes around showing the people his book of deeds, which has been now presented to him in his right hand. And he will say, إِنِّي ظَنَنْتُ أَنِّي مُلَافٍ حِسَابِيَةٍ. He will say that I have really got my hisab, my reckoning that I should have got. And he will be in a pleased or a pleasing life forever and ever. In high jannat, in high gardens of paradise, whose fruits are قُطُوفُهَا دَانِيَةً. The fruits, they themselves will lower themselves for the person in paradise. When the person is sitting in paradise, the fruits are there. Instead of him having to reach up and to get those fruits, the fruits themselves will bow down, the trees will bow down, so that the person can take the fruits by himself. This is the level of servitude that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give to him in the heaven. And of course we hear about all of these hadith which talk about the bounties of paradise, and we constantly hear about them, so there's no need to really go into them. But this is the thing that Allah has prepared for the mu'mineen if they truly want to be mu'mineen. And then after that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the people of Shimal, those people that get their book of deeds in their left hand. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِهِ فَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوْتَ كِتَابِيَهِ. The person who gets his book of deeds in his left hand, he will say that I wish that I had not even got my book. I don't want to see this. Again, like the person who fails his exam after a 6-year course and he wanted to pass very badly, he doesn't want to even see the results. But think of that person who now realizes that he is in utter destruction forever and ever. How do you think he will feel? he will obviously not want to see what his results are. He doesn't want to be given that book of deeds in his left hand. And in Surah An-Naba, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will describe those people, when they see that, they will say, Ya laytani kuntu turaba, that I wish that I had remained the soil that I had been buried in. I had not been put back together by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I wish that I had remained the soil, and I had been finished after I died, and I would not have had another life. Which is further on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya laytaha kanatil qadiyah, I wish that the death had been an ending rather than a beginning of a new life as I see it now. And he will wish that that death was the completion of his life rather than the beginning of this life of the hereafter. And then he will say, Ma aghna anni maliya, my wealth didn't benefit me in the least. All that thing that I had accumulated, all the savings, all the investments, all the properties, everything that I had, it did not benefit me. And he will say, Halaka anni sultaniya, that little kingdom that I have made for myself in the world of having a house and a kids and a 5-bedroom house, and this little kingdom that I had made for myself, that has now been destroyed and that has gone from me. And now basically I'm helpless, I don't have anything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, Fuduhu faghullu thumma al-jahima sallu, that get this person, tie him up and put him into the hellfire. And tie him up into chains which are 70 dhira' long, 70 cubits long, so that he cannot escape. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he'll be given all of the food of the hellfire, food of the people of the hellfire, which is ghislin, which is basically the combination of all the fat and the blood and the pus which is burned from the bodies and the flesh of the dwellers of the hellfire. It will accumulate at the bottom of Jahannam, and that will be taken and it will be fed to the people of the hellfire themselves. لَا يَأْكُلُهُ إِلَّا الْخَاطِئُونَ, only the people who make the mistakes and they disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they did not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will be given this as their food for consumption. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from that. So this is Suratul Haqqa, and after that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Suratul Ma'arij, he brings about again more vivid details about how the Day of Judgment will be. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the day will be khamsina alfa sana, 50,000 years long. The question is that in some verses Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنَّ يَوْمًا عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ كَأَلْفِ سَنَةٍ مِمَّا تَعُدُونَ, one day with your Lord is like 1,000 years, but here it says 50,000, so why is there contradiction? The answer to that is, it depends on the level of the deeds of the person who is involved. Okay, if a person has been doing good deeds, then he will be entertained on the Day of Judgment. He will have an honored place underneath the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And according to some riwayat, the Day of Judgment will be just like praying 2 rak'at sunnah of Fajr prayer. How brief is the sunnah of the Fajr prayer? Very brief. The sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ was that he used to keep it very brief using very small surahs. So the Day of Judgment for that person who is in that honorary position, it will be like those 2 rak'at of salat. And there's a saying in English, we hear that all the time, doesn't time fly when you're having fun? It does fly. Okay, but when a person is bored, he's having a hard time doing something, then the time drags along. So those people who are in suspense, and they don't know what's going to become of them, and they are wondering which place they're going to be ending up in, and the sun is right above their heads, and they're sweating, and their sweat is coming up to their ankles and their knees and their mouths. So those people, for them, it's going to be 1,000 years or 50,000 years long, depending upon the level of a'mal the person has done and the level that he has in terms of the farness or the closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the person is. So Allah says that it will be 50,000 years for those people who will be far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاصْبِرْ صَبْرًا جَمِيلًا إِنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَهُ بَعِيدًا وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا. The people think that this Day of Judgment is far away, but the reality is that we see it as being very close. So it could be, you know, the Day of Judgment could be 10,000 years from now. In reality, could be 10,000, 20,000, 50,000 years from now. We don't know. But when does our day of judgment start? The moment our eyes close, we leave this world, then our judgment has already started. Because our afterlife has already started. So even if the day of judgment is truly 50,000 years from now, ours will be in 40, 50, 60, 30, 20, 10, 5, we don't know. So, in comparison to whenever that will be, our day of judgment is very close indeed. Okay? After that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَوْمَ تَكُونُ السَّمَاءُ كَالْمُهْرِ وَتَكُونُ الْجِبَالُ كَالْعِهْنِ وَلَا يَسْأَلُ حَمِيمٌ حَمِيمًا يُبَصَّرُونَهُمْ. A very close friend cannot ask another close friend anything, even though they'll be shown to each other. So people will see their own relatives, they'll see their friends, those people that used to be very close, but they're not going to be able to benefit from their friendship on that day. Nobody is going to be able to help each other in any way, shape or form. يَوَدُّ الْمُجْرِمُ لَوْ يَفْتَدِي مِنْ عَذَابِ يَوْمِئِذٍ بِبَنِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَأَخِيهِ وَفَصِيلَتِهِ الَّتِي تُؤْوِيهِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا ثُمَّ يُنْجِيهِ. On that day, the person is going to want to give in fidya his own children, his own wife, his own family that used to protect him. And everybody, if he had the capability of giving every single person on the earth in ransom to save himself, he will do it. Okay? Forget about your son, the closest people that you have to you, your wife, your children, and your relatives. If the person had the control and the ability to give the whole universe, the whole population of the world in fidya, he would do that. Why? To save himself from the fire of hell. So that's the reality of the Day of Judgment, that even relationships will finish and nobody will want to even help out his own relatives. Okay, so for that day, we have to be prepared. And this is what it's all about. Our preparation for the hereafter is dependent upon the deeds that we do in this world. How close we get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how obedient we are to Him, how much we stay away from His disobedience. And that thing comes with self-rectification, self-evaluation. A person should always be evaluating himself. حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا. Evaluate yourselves before the day that you will be evaluated and your reckoning is done by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to have a constant state of self-evaluation. Last Ramadan, where was I in terms of my deeds? This Ramadan, where am I? And in between, what am I doing? Am I being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just the same out of Ramadan as I am being in Ramadan? Am I coming for the salats as I'm coming in Ramadan, outside of Ramadan? Okay, am I constantly becoming a better person? Am I reading more Quran? Am I learning more hadith? Am I reading more Islamic books? These are the things that we should constantly ask ourselves. And then, basically, we will become better people if we ask ourselves these questions again and again. Because we have to prepare for that day, that we have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the only way to prepare ourselves, by constantly thinking about how, in which direction our lives are headed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand and practice what has been said and heard.